We are fresh from the Velodrome, well, kind of fresh, where two of Paralympics GB cyclists have picked up a medal, and James, not just any medal.
A gold medal.
Yeah, you said that very quietly. Does that mean it's kind of sunk in now?
Absolutely not, no. Like, we're running off 4 hours sleep at the moment, and yeah, just trying to take everything all in, really. It's like a huge moment in my career, which I've just wanted for like a very long time.
Stefan, you know, a gold medal. James is quite calm about that now. What about yourself?
Oh, I think it's mega. I think it's the best one, isn't it? That's what we came for. Awesome. Like, we still can't quite believe it. We've worked really hard for this moment. We came to Paris to win the gold, but you know, when you're training, you try not to think about it too much. You know, you focus on the process. So to get a gold medal on the other end of it is amazing.
James, are you getting some time to yourselves now?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll have a little downtime end of this year now. So we'll probably still be in the gym, like, ticking our bodies over, just making sure we're not having complete, like, rest. But then, yeah, well, towards the end of the year, then we'll have some time off, and then we'll get going again next year, really.
So what keeps you going between the competitions, apart from the training, of course?
Just keeping yourself busy. I feel like if we just have complete time off, like, downtime, we'll sort, I don't know, just sort of get out of the rhythm of training, because obviously we do this like full time, and I feel like if I'm not back into that rhythm, I'll sort of get out of the habit of it, really. So yeah, it's just nice to keep on top of things.
So we've got the pilot and the stoker with us on the tandem bikes. Stefan, you're the man at the front. Mm-hmm. You know, you're putting in the power, you're steering the bike as well. I mean, how much thought goes into your positioning, you know, what time to make those turns?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there is a lot of pressure on me. I know James is going to give his 100% effort, and my job is just to get the bike round as smoothly as possible, giving him a good platform. So it is an important job, but I absolutely love it. James is a great guy. We've become really good friends from this. So to be able to do it with him, you know, it's amazing.
I'm so glad that was recorded as well, so that's good.
You can't go back.
You can't go back on that now. Right? Absolutely not.
I mean, the cycling, you've got to this level now. You've got to keep the fitness and so on up. Do you get more from it than just that?
I think we'll get more from this now. From this performance alone, this will be a standout performance for us both. It's the fastest I've personally ever gone, fastest Steph's ever gone. So, yeah, we just need to keep building on top of this now, and I know we can improve on it in the future.
Steph, what's the next competition for you?
So we should have a World Championships next year. We're not sure where it is yet, but so after having a bit of a break, we'll get back into training and focusing on that, and that will be then the start of the next cycle towards LA.
James, how did you get into Paralympic cycling?
So it was from talent ID days, really. So I was fortunate enough to be sort of spotted by British Cycling. John Lenton actually came to Sport Wales, where I was training. I was doing athletics prior to this, and I suffered a hamstring injury in 2012, which then set me back then like three years. And then, yeah, my hamstring went like 3 to 4 times in 2015. And long story short, I just sort of made a decision to then call athletics a day. And then I was lucky enough then to have Anthony Hughes, my old coach, he then recommended me to British Cycling, and then John Linton came and tested me in Sport Wales, and that's like kind of how it all came about, really. Then I got a phone call, like, when was it? It was like a day before Christmas Day in 2015, just saying like, we would like you to have you on the programme, but it would require you to come up to Manchester, like the main hub of British Cycling. And yeah, it was literally gone from that day, really, that day of accepting that phone call and sort of like joining the team then, and I've not looked back since. Best thing I've done.
And Steph, what about yourself? How did you become a pilot?
Well, I played rugby before cycling, and I started cycling. I just wanted to try something new, so I went down to my local velodrome, had a go. This was on a solo bike, and someone just spotted me and thought, oh, you're quite big and strong, you'd be quite good on the tandem. And it all went from there, really, and here we are now.
Is that the CV? You're big and strong.
Yeah, we'll go with that one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, listen, we know you got some relaxation time now, so thanks for chatting with us, and best luck with the next championships.
No, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.